Hey, how are y'all doing? Bonus content alert. Terabyte and I just wanted to get together. We wanted to get together, the girls, the ladies. Reese, she will join us another time, probably back next week. And we have a special guest next week. But tune in, bonus content. Stephanie and Tear Bear are talking about plastic silverware.
How to act in restaurants, like, and it just be a test. When you're in management, it's a test every single time. It's a test with our people. So, I mean, we could talk about whatever, though.
Do you want to get off? You know, what do you feel like? I think last week, see, that's what you heard. Like, literally that day, today, girls, this is what I want to talk about, because I was tested today, and you know, it led up to that, and I knew, and I was somewhat proud. I was somewhat proud of how I handled it, but also knew that, like, okay, you don't jump in there in a way that you know you could go. You know, the best explaining is like, I don't bother nobody. My intention is good. But see, when you like playing with my livelihood and how I'm providing for my family, it's like you don't even realize I got your address. Like my mind will go there, you know, right? Because like, I don't fuck with nobody. So don't watch who you coming from, because you thinking about it in a very small way. And I'm thinking about it in a whole nother way. And God, turn that off. Look, Trail, lead a building. Stephanie, right. Be in there. So I'll, you know, right. I want you to, you know, from what you wanted, like, you know, I want this off of me. Let's talk about this.
Well, just from my standpoint, like, you know, you dealing with people, food, right? So I've been in food and beverage for the past, 15 years, 16 years. And it's just a trip, because people, like, they get so worked up and so bent out of shape when it's just something that's simple to tell me, I don't like this. Can you fix this? But before we get to can you fix this, we got to go through all of the rigmarole, the whole song and dance of about how my cooks suck and this suck and they suck and this is, you know, trash. And then it be to the point, like, you have people, like, literally using colorful language with you, like, cursing me out. And I'm like, well, ma'am, what do you want me to do while you sitting here cursing at me? Or, sir, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're in the climate to where we can get a bit more frisky with the customers, because you can't fire me. Like, coming out of the pandemic, restaurant industry suffered the most. Like, mm-hmm. We're having a problem finding quality people to replace the people who don't want to come back to work, and replace the people who are, you know, scared to come back in that social environment because of the COVID. And so now we have a little bit more liberty. I can't get fired because you can't replace me that fast. So now I can literally ask a customer, why are you cursing at me? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But versus before, I would have to just sit there and take that. But now I can ask, like, what is your problem?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? So I have a little bit more leeway to get them to calm down in a way I can match their energy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's just a test after test after test after test. That's why I was like, God, I should have been on that episode. But we recording me being tested. Like, okay, I'll give you a story that happened to me, right? So this black lady and this Spanish lady, they were sitting down, they were dining out. So I get called to the table, and the lady was like, it's a feather on this chicken wing. And I was like, well, ma'am, a chicken is a bird.
Fucking right.
Right. What do you want me to say? It's a bird.
Bitch, it's not hair. It's not hair. You do not have feathers.
Right. And she looked at me crazy. I was like, you do know that, you know, I'm not being sarcastic, but she was like, you guys don't clean the chicken. I was like, man, this chicken come to us. We season it, we throw it in the flour, and we fry it. Like,
ain't no chicken coop in back of the restaurant. We cook it, we slop. You don't know that.
Right.
You on a farm. You want right. I'm sorry, T. Go ahead.
No, because you where you at is where I was at. Like, oh. You know that was a whole bird, and birds have feathers. So she was like, you about to get cussed out. I was like, no, I'm not. Do you want new chicken wings or do you want to try something else? She was like, we're just going to leave. Well, you know what I'm saying? At that point, like, why okay. are you? I know in our culture, you know, we done ate. Our family from Camilla, Georgia, bitch. You see a chicken wing. You know what I'm saying, cuz? Like, you see a chicken wing with a feather on it. You pull the feather off. You
can't.
Pull
that feather and get busy, baby.
Right.
You, what do you like to that bird? You look. You least you know it's chicken. Most of chicken today, shit. I pulled a wing. The drum ain't so damn big. This cat.
What? Right.
It's funny we talk about chicken though, because for real, I was telling B, I was like, babe, just think about it. Do you remember being younger and eating chicken and it smelled like chicken? You cooked that chicken and your house is just smelled up like you fried some fish. It was right. chicken. You get chicken now. That shit ain't chicken. I'm serious. This is clearly GMO at its finest.
But right.
She didn't even know, bitch. We got good. We got great chicken. It's got some.
Right. We at least you know you eating chicken. Bitch, I got a feather on it. But I feel like she was trying to put on for the Spanish lady who was sitting with her. Because I feel like, bitch, you know we eat chicken. And you know we done got, you know you done seen a feather on some fried chicken. Pour that feather off and eat your wings, lady.
Stop
like, it. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with steaks. They'll be like, well, there's a gristle in this steak. Well, that was a whole cow. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's things like that. Like, I can understand you getting bitten out of shape. You see a hair. You see a foreign object in your food, you know, something that's supposed to be there. But if it's something that's a part of the animal, if it's a gristly steak, just tell me, this steak is gristly, I get you a new steak. You don't have to get bitten out of shape as if we slaughtered this cow ourselves. Yeah. Or if, you know what I'm saying, our steaks are hand cut like certain restaurants do.
And but then, girl, too, if you're that picky, you need to be home cooking and inspecting. You know, you need to go to Publix. You need to go to your local Kroger, your Wendy, wherever you shop, you know, and inspect and pick out the steak that you want and give it the TLC that, you know, you need to watch you a cooking video. You know, I think if you're going to go out with that type of expectation until a restaurant, then you may be in the wrong place.
You got to also remember, there's tiers to restaurant. Like, if you go into a Benihana, if you go into a, you know what I'm saying, those type of places, then you have a certain expectation. If you finna drop $50 or $60 on a nice filet mignon, then you have a certain expectation. But if you're coming in your local steakhouse, we're not that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? We're not that. We're not the chart houses and the five-star restaurants. This is a steakhouse. Like, our most expensive steak is $26. Now, that may seem a little pricey, but not when you could go right over the bridge to something like Hyde Park or, you know what I'm saying, all these other steakhouses that have $300 steaks on the
right.
menu. Then you have that type of expectation. But you made a point about staying home. And that goes through my head so much at work.
Oh my God.
It goes through my head so much at work. Because you have people that claim to be germaphobes or that, you know, can't ma'am.
Not and the filthiest motherfucker lie to you. Look, they got coffee, they got fast food under their seat in their car. They car disgusting. They nasty. They don't cook at home. They got old takeout in the fridge. I'm serious. And then they out and oh right. my God. Oh, Vivian Bay. Oh.
Vivian Bay. So I do, listen, I had an episode in mind. I was writing notes down for So when we get on this, when we, I wanted to talk about, you know, just food and beverage and restaurant etiquette, like I told you, and I wanted to title the episode Plastic Silverware, because that's the biggest oxymoron I've ever heard. Of course, it's an oxymoron just because plastic is not silverware.
Uh-huh. I love it.
And then also, you're asking me for to-go utensils, for plastic utensils, but nobody could help me understand the logic of coming to a restaurant and eating with plastic utensils. You don't know what's in that pan that he's cooking in. You don't know what it, you see what I'm saying? You drinking out of the glass, you eating off the plate, you're so many, you know, the
microbiologist in me, but there's so many other modes of contamination.
Right. So what is this plastic utensil going to do? What is it saving you from? Nobody can answer that for me. Like, because I have friends, you know what I'm saying, that I eat out with, and they ask for plastic silver, and I'd be like, y'all know that's kind of embarrassing. And they'd be like, I'm just a germaphobe. No, you're not, because germaphobes don't go out to eat.
I mean, they're passionate about it. And if you're going to do it, then you get your silverware, and then you tell them to bring you a hot-ass cup of water. Come on. Give me a coffee cup of hot water. And bring it to my table and allow me to stick my silverware in that. It might get so damn hot. I better, make sure I remember to take it out and sit it on the napkin before I try to consume it, because you're going to burn your damn lip. That is that I'm trying to be conscious about the silverware, but not plastic, because it leaks.
Right.
Oh, that's a chemical.
And to that point, because, like, just for somebody who work in the restaurant industry, if you ask me for a cup of hot water, I'm giving you water that's coming out of a coffee machine that's only at about 78 to 98 degrees, because it's water to make hot tea, versus our dish machine that heat up to about 178 to 210 degrees. That's why I'm saying, like, if you're going to, especially us Black people, you know, we got to say our grace, we pray of our food. If we have that kind of faith, then you got to sit down at this restaurant, give it all to the creator, and let's go for what we know. Let's eat, let's have fun, let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's not worry about plastic and the silverware and the glass you drink it out of. And the, like, it's
too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. I'm telling you, too. That's my motto. Say your grace and go with God.
Yeah.
You got to say your grace and let it go with God. Because if you go to thinking about all that other, there's so many other elements. And I'll tell you, I'm the person at the restaurant where I'm going to order, but I get on because of how I order. I get that I can be firm sometimes, and it's not to be the bitch. It's just, I know what I want. So right. If I tell you, I want the ribeye, Parmesan crusty, well done. You know, I'm sending that order, and then you go back and ask me, any special ad? I just told you what I wanted. Right. I just said how I wanted it. So if I stop and I'm looking at you like, you know, my family is like, I'm the person that's going to get our food spit in. And I'm like, it shouldn't be that way.
It's not that way.
Like I told him, I never go into a situation, because you're taking, like you said, a complete chance. You go out anyway. If you didn't cook that at home, and even beyond that, because the slaughterhouse and all that, my head go off to anybody that deal with any, you know, anything of foods processing, you know, I get it, T, that.
Yeah. And
say your grace and move on.
But what you just brought up, like everything you bring up, I have an anecdote for it, Trey. So, like, just tonight, this man had a problem with his food. I was like, I can take it back and I'll get it fixed. But he was like, no, I don't want that, because I know what happened when cooks get mad and you send the food back. And you know what? I don't want my food to be spent. I was like, sir, you've been watching too many movies.
Yeah.
These guys don't, like, we don't do that. That's not a, I mean, I'm sure it's a thing. It's a thing that has happened, because otherwise we wouldn't have that analogy. You know what I'm saying? But that's not a thing that happened in restaurants. I promise you it's not. Like, nobody's going to go and be like, this person's a bitch. Fuck her food up.
Yeah.
Like,
Because my thing is, see, what we speak, you know, I'm not even going to think that. I'm not going to speak that, you know, and I have to get on B about, like, stop. Why would you even say that? Because to me, you give life to something like that by saying that would happen. No, it's not. Nobody's going to spit in my food, because guess what? I'm declaring that. The power of your faith lies in your own tongue. So what I speak and I declare, that's the secret to things in life. I can have whatever the hell I want to have. Things can go in my favor if I'm declaring it, if I'm speaking it, if I know that to be true. That's my faith foundation 101, you know, over my food, over my life, over my outcomes, over what, you know. So
that's why it's
too much. And
that's why we were taught to say our grace. That's why we were taught to pray over the food and ask God to bless the food and the hands that prepared it.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's why we were taught that. Like, it's when I tell you, if this industry wasn't so lucrative, I would have been left, because, you know,
it's plastic silverware.
Yeah. Because if I hear one more person ask me for plastic silverware, and you sitting down in the restaurant, and then to add insulin,
I didn't cut the steak with plastic, baby.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. So now you was talking about this steak itself. You listen.
No, your plastic knife is weak as a bitch.
You need a steak knife for that, baby.
Oh, Lord, help us.
It's a lot. It is a lot. But plastic silverware, like, I've been writing a piece about plastic silverware. I got a whole thing going. I put it down because I'm still working on, I'm trying to finish up all our episodes so I can get.
Let's put it away. I love it.
so I can get this little, this guide.
And so I would love to invite Precious, because, you know, from, like, management restaurant too, you guys have decades of experience.
Right. Like,
you probably got some stories. Ooh.
Me and Precious
have a drink.
Me and Precious can get a drink. The
green room on video. I just found out today, Anchor said that we're going to have some video going. I'm stoked about that.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting, because me and Precious could probably go for a whole hour. Get ready. Creating stories. Because, you know, Precious' job is where all the servers go and hang out, because her job stay open the latest.
Yeah.
So when we get off work, we head down to where Precious at, and we go hang out with Precious. So I see Precious all the time.
But it's
a great industry, and my hat's off to everybody who's went through COVID in the food industry, to everybody who lost their jobs. Y'all just come back. It's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? This is my PSA. This is my reach out to everybody who worked in food and beverage and they left and don't want to come back. Come back, because we need the experience.
Yes, y'all. And I they say save your coins, don't eat out. I eat out a lot. Look, I want y'all back so I can tip and get good service. I just say my grace and go. So those that I can identify with me, that I enjoy eating out, my family, that's something that we just budget for. Hey, we're trying to contain it, but not because that's our guilty pleasure that we save. But we have seen, you know, T, it's funny you say that, in certain places that we frequent and have experienced better service and better food. It's like, man, well, you know, some people have left and you can tell it. So
We're suffering. We're suffering from somebody who's been in this business as long as I have. This is my career. So I see the change. I see the guest experience becoming less, because we're missing Miss Bertha, who's been a server for 30 years. People love her. You know what I'm saying?
Who effortlessly can connect.
Right.
Effortlessly can connect and give that reassurance statement, you know, and with a smile. It's funny, this ties in to even, you know, I don't do restaurant, but the class that I'm teaching and wrapping up for business, yeah, they're preparing to do, like, roadside. So you think about it, to me, and I tell them all the time, you guys are next to 911 operators, really, from a work at home perspective. know that your job is that serious, but it's easy to just say, okay, I'm setting up your toe. I'm setting up that flat tire. But you're having to tell them, like, you know, don't take this personal. Don't take it personal. You're going to have to. And I told some of them, hey, listen, my motto is I'm going to keep me some joy. Stay high. Stay yep. high if that's literally for you. This demands, and I think in restaurant, in any industry, think about being empathetic. Think about your natural human connection. Like, don't do the most about that stuff, you know? Because like you said, if I'm coming to you saying, how can I make it better? We don't have to be abusive in our language. You know, right. Let's connect. I can reassure you that we can fix it. I have no problem remaking this food or getting you what you want. I'm here to provide you a service. We appreciate your business. But allow me to do that. You know, no different. Like I said, some of my students, I'm like, listen, keep your willingness to assist. Keep that. And no matter, you know, John there going off, like you said, too, I can get back in there with you, but I'm going to set some boundaries. I'm not going to be abused. I'm not going to let your language be abusive to me either now.
Right.
Hello. Because right. I'm trying to help. Genuinely right. accept help or allow me to fix it. Or like you said, your option is I can leave. You know what? You can do that. If you're going to bring this type of energy, you're not the customer that, you know, that we want. Because
right. Because with hello. Your students, what people got to realize, what people got to understand is most of us in the workforce, we're providing a service. Uh-huh. We're not doctors. We're not, you know, physicians. We're not surgeons.
It's essential.
We are providing a service. We, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be willing to be gracious in providing that service, but you don't have to be abused by the mm-hmm. consumer. Like when these kids get out your class and they get on that phone, they're gonna get people at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're gonna get people frustrated.
You don't right. call them kids, baby. They mad. Don't call them no kids. But you know what we right. say all the time, we piggyback back and forth and say it's about cultivating kindness. Just mm-hmm. be kind. Yeah. Just try to be kind. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Period. I hope all that's listening and what we've even shared, like, be kind.
Go
with grace. Go with grace sometimes. Like, okay, let me take 2 seconds. I'm being extra as fuck about nothing, about something that could eat. You know, it's bigger fish to fry. It's like, be grateful. Sometimes I think, too, we just forget the little things. Mm-hmm. Somebody ain't got nothing to eat. Somebody wish they had a kernel of rice. Somebody wish, you know, they could eat. And here right. you are, you can afford to. You got somebody that's sitting down here to eat with you. And you talking about a feather.
Be kind. Be kind. It's people that wish they can bring their entire family out to eat. They mm-hmm. can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the household. We went to Pizza Hut because my mama could get 3 large pizzas and that's what, you know what I'm saying? Or we went to buffets and things of that nature. We didn't eat at full service restaurants. So you who can afford to bring you, your wife, and your 2 kids out to eat, why come out to have a bad time?
Never. It shouldn't be.
Never. Yeah. And also on the flip side, and I'm speaking to all the consumers that hear this podcast, remember that the person who's providing that service for you, they're human too. They have lives, they have kids, they may have bad days. You have to give them that same grace that you're expecting. If you're coming in and you had a bad day at work, well, guess what? They're now at work and they could have had a bad day at home. They could have a sick child. They could have, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to remember, like, just like you said, cultivate kindness. Because, Stephanie, this is something I say all day at work. The American consumer is out of control.
Yes, they are.
They are out of control.
I got a clap.
Oh,
they got to get on the mountaintop. out of control, baby.
The American consumer is out of control. They are quick to be like, I'm not coming back. This place has bad customer service. How about you're a bad customer?
Yes, period. That's all that is. This ain't got nothing to do with the experience that I offer, because really it's exceptional. You are out of control.
You are out of control.
Yeah, it's you. A lot of times it is. It's you.
And I said, yeah, I've experienced bad customer service. As a black man who walk into restaurants, and I know the culture of a restaurant, I don't walk into restaurants in and out. I've been in this industry for 17 years. I allow them to treat me however they're going to treat me. So I've experienced bad customer service. And then at the end of my dining experience, because I have cooth and I know how to act, if it's too out of control, I just simply say, send me a different server. But if it's just bad service, you know, I could just look and see, okay, they knew or they don't really know what they're doing. I offer advice. I'm not going to offer, you know, I'm not going to scold you. I just offer advice and tips. You know, of what you can do and how you can do it better, because I understand that the American consumer is.
Am I the only one that in the tip line has actually wrote something instead of putting? I just gotta go. Am I the only one? Like, I've tipped my server, and if it was something I felt like they should have done, in addition to me writing in what I was tipping, have you ever wrote a tip, like, for real on your meal?
No, I receive that a lot, but that's what I'm saying. I give the tip verbally. Like, I'm going to tip you. I'm going to always be your best tipper of the night. Like I said, I work in this industry. You give me just average service, and I'm going to tip you 20-30%.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't write it in. But if it's a tip that I need to tell somebody, I'll just tell the server. I'll be like, listen, hey, you want to cut your steps. You want to find out what everybody needs from the kitchen so you can go back there once and come back. You know what I'm saying? So I give verbal tips because, like I said, I know the culture of restaurants. I know you may not know that I know this, but I know what you're thinking. I know when you're too busy. I can see when you got too many. Like, I know. So I'm very gracious with my service. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And I am a great tipper because I live off people being gracious to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we need people. We want y'all to come in and have a good time.
Absolutely.
We can't eat if you don't come and eat. If you don't come and eat, then I can't pay my car note. You see what I'm saying? I can't pay my bills.
We're working together, you know?
It's a whole thing. That's why it's called an economy. Y'all have an economy.
Let's make this. We need to let it circulate, you know?
Yeah.
We all play a role in that key circulation. And all these dollars don't need to circulate. Come out and spend. Say your grace. Come in grace. Come with some grace.
Right.
Some kindness, you know, we gotta stop that. I agree. I do. Yeah. And it's my little tip of writing, you all, I want you to be like, oh, no, it's really like, you know, come, you know, like you said, maybe with a smiley face there. I would have liked you to refilled my drink more, or just came by to just ask, you okay? You know, a couple more okays would have been better.
Right, but be more personal.
You know, have people open up like, you need any change? Change. That's an insult. No, go ahead. You know?
Right.
It's almost like we like to hear our names. I like to sometimes in the grocery store and stuff. People are like shocked if you just say their name. So to me, I like that shock factor of totally, I wasn't expecting a $50 bill in my folder. You know, my bill was this and you got, you know.
Right. And when I tell you
$5 plus.
Right.
I bought a whole other meal, just here you are, you know, thank you. I appreciate your service.
When I tell you, Stephanie, what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of people think it's cute to be mean to their server, but what a lot of people don't understand is there are very gracious people in the world.
Oh yeah. Yes.
There are very, like,
I'm conservative. So, you know, my cart days, I called it Club Applebee's. But if anybody know anything about Atlanta, early 2000s, the Applebee's on Cascade Road. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, hello. I started there, and I know it was a lot of gracious people, Southwest Atlanta, that some days it was like, ooh, I ain't want to go to work. And I went because I knew.
Right.
I was going to be blessed. Yeah. Blessed up in there.
It's some gracious people in the world. So, also, I know we spent some time talking about the consumer that are out of control, but I do want to say thank you to all the gracious people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is some gracious, like, I'm talking about mind blown, Stephanie. Like it's some really gracious people in the world. Mm-hmm. It's people that they'll be having a conversation with you, and they trying to pluck your brain to see what you need. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've had this lady ask me, what you got coming up? And maybe I got a trip coming up, or I'm about to buy a plane ticket, and I'm about to do this. And she just wrote $500 in the tip slot and said, for your plane ticket or for your trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that are like that in the world.
Yep. Very well off.
Yeah.
And I want you to, show me some kindness. Mm-hmm. Show me some grace. Show me a smile. Show me some human connection, you know?
With everything, if you're on the phones, if you're a customer service operator on the phones, mm-hmm. if you're working at Walmart, if you're at Publix, if you are dealing with people, and if you are the consumer, if we all come to the equation with grace, we'll all leave happy
mm-hmm.
and kindness. So that was my take home right there.
I love it. I love it. Y'all, I'm just going to say, eat good. Be happy, and don't forget the little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what this rings a bell for me to is for our audience, be grateful, man, in those small things. Because sometimes we let a very small thing get blown and be big and out of portion in our meal eating, in our just customer service experience. I'm guilty of and guilty of checking. And learning to cultivate that kindness. The human connection is powerful.
Let's
be good to each other, you know? Let's be better to each other. Hey, our tag for our podcast, hey, let's connect.
Mm-hmm.
It's about connecting. It's about connecting.
It's about networking. You never know the person.
You never know. What we say, you might be entertaining an angel.
Yeah. The person bagging your groceries might be the person who do your brain surgery. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Let's be nice to one another. Let's be kind. Let's be kind. And stop asking me for plastic silverware. <My God.
laughs> We love you. Until next time.
I love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, girls.